Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 39 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. As those of you who've listened to this podcast before know, I feature 5 sites, apps, or technology tips that are useful in the educational environment. So I love instructional technology. Today I'm going to talk about Freeology, StoryJumper, Smithsonian, SafeShare.tv, and ScienceBob. These are really fun sites to be able to go to. The first one I'd like to talk about is called Freeology. Freeology offers you free worksheets and more, and they've been around for a long time now. It's not going to be too long, and they'll have been in existence for about 20 years. When you get to Freeology.com, you're presented with some choices that you can make for some technology tools for your classroom. You could create a 2-week planner, class contact list. You can have worksheets that would be like separating, you know, what's the difference between there, and there? When you see it written down, you guys all know sometimes that can be confusing to students, even to adults. There can be narrative writing unit lessons. You can go into a whole bunch of different ideas within the sites, like awards and certificates, back to school calendars, classroom signs. I really like the worksheet creator, where you can go in and you can put in how many questions you'd like to have and then choose some pre-made questions that will be put into those worksheets. It's quick, it's easy to navigate, things look extremely professional within this site. So I'd say, hey, if you want to make your classroom life a little bit easier from an organizational standpoint, you've got to check out Freeology. I give Freeology 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Being an author, I can truthfully tell you there is nothing like the feeling of holding on to a book that you've written. It is fantastic and very hard to describe to people unless they've experienced it also. When you go to www.storyjumper.com, you have the capability of having your students create their own books. And they can even publish their books and have it printed also. StoryJumper is a wonderful site for youth to be able to create those books. When you are at StoryJumper, you can help teach your kids how to be creative because there's intuitive tools. There is a huge database of props and scenes that your students can use, but they can also import their own pictures. You can publish the book in hardcover or paperback. You can even safely share and embed the books, and you can even put comments on the books if you would like. You can have some assistance with promoting your books, and it's just a wonderful way to get your students excited about the writing and the reading process. I really like StoryJumper. It is quite easy to use. Always remember, you do need to get parents' permission or guardians' permission before your students can publish things if they are under 13 years old. So watch out for that. I give StoryJumper 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I've told you in past podcasts that I absolutely love museums. I love going to museums. I like studying museums. I like going online and looking at museums. Well, if you have not been to the Smithsonian, you have to go there. The website for the Smithsonian is si.edu. When you go to the Smithsonian website, you are able to plan a visit if you're going to be going there. You can view the exhibits that are going on. You can explore the collections. You can explore the resources they have available. They have featured events, so you can take a look at those. They even have blog posts, so you can follow along on that, as well as the Smithsonian Magazine, which is a really high-quality magazine. I really like being able to visit the site, and I think your students will too, because when I went to like exploring the collections that they had, I mean, they had African Art Museum collections, they had Archives of American Art, the National Portrait Gallery collections. You can go on and look at so many items. In fact, there are millions and millions and millions and millions of items that are available to you. So if museums are something that interests you or something that you would like to use in your classroom to help motivate your students and get them excited about history and about social studies and about cultures from all over the world, you have to visit the Smithsonian. I give Smithsonian 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. One of the things that I get really disturbed about is the use of YouTube. I really like YouTube. I use it all the time. But in the classroom situation, sometimes it can become very unpredictable. Sometimes you can go to a YouTube video, and in the comment section, there will be some extremely questionable language and remarks being made about YouTube videos that just really are not appropriate for students in the school setting. Also, oftentimes, maybe you've had this experience, oftentimes you'll see over on the side of the video you're going to watch some ads that have photos that probably aren't best for our students to be looking at. That's where the site safeshare.tv can come in really, really handy. At safeshare.tv, all you need to do is copy the URL from the YouTube you would like to share with your students, paste it into safeshare.tv, you click Generate Safe View, and up comes your video that you are able to go into, and you can, it'll remove the ads from it. You can edit where the start and end positions are of the video, and it'll hide those related videos and those other annoyances that go on. And you can even put it on share safely mode so that, you know, that not everybody will be able to watch that, and you're setting up who's going to be coming in to watch your video. I really, really, really like SafeShare.tv, and I really do think that educators in their classrooms have to consider something like this to help protect their students. So if you have not tried out SafeShare.tv and you are watching YouTube videos live in your classroom, you may want to check this out so it will help protect you and your students. I give SafeShare.tv 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I don't know if any of you have ever seen Science Bob, but when you go to the site https://sciencebob.com, you are confronted with some of the greatest science activities that can ever take place in anybody's classroom. When you get to Science Bob, there are experiments, there's science question and answers, there's an experiment blog, you can even get ideas for science fairs, and you can get research help if you would like to. And they, of course, do have a science store, too, because they have to fund their site somehow. But say, for instance, you want to just check out the experiments. Sometimes lots of us don't have a facility in our buildings any longer, especially at the elementaries, where we can have a dedicated science lab. Well, at Science Bob, you can bring the experiments to the students through your interactive whiteboard, through your projection system, through computers, but whatever you would like. You can even put the links on your website so the students could link over to there if you're doing a flipped classroom idea. But there's examples of experiments that you can view, like how to build a hovercraft, how to make eggshell geode crystals. Hey, how can you build a soap-powered model boat? Hey, guess what? You can find it at Science Bob. I really like Science Bob. It is definitely geared towards students. It has the look of something that students would like. Give it a check. ScienceBob.com. Fantastic site. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That wraps up another episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks for being a part of this podcast. Take care. Love life. And just keep on smiling to everybody. A smiling face makes everybody happy. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you on the next episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.